This week's parsha is called Parsha's Birth. One of the strongest questions on the parsha is, why was Balaam Zeicha to have a parsha called for him? Bishleim and Noyach, here, he's a very special person. Hayasara, Sarah was Megillas Esther, But Balak, what's the yichus of Balak that Balak was zeicha to have a parsha in the Torah called for him? Kinneret Balak has something which is a lima Torah for all of us. And as Hashem, we're going to see, it's very mishtayach to us and the Torah that we're in now. The Marin Saita, Adaf Bav Gimel, says that we learn a big yisoy from Balak. Balak brought 42 korbanos. Dainu, he brought three times. Each time he tried to do the hepech of bracha, he brought seven parim, seven elim. Sacha kol, 21 times 2 is 42. He brought 42 korbanos. As he was makir 42 korbanos Lashem, and the Rabban says, when he was makir of a korban, his kavana was that when he brought a carbon, Hashem should be happy with him and do what he wanted Hashem to do for him. As he went, he had a kavana. Now, what was he trying to do? He was trying to do something. He was an anti-Semite. He wanted to cause terrible damage to the Yid. But he had some mitzvah that he was doing. As the Gemara says from here, we learn it out from Balaam. The schar of those 42 korbanos was, he was zeicha to a granddaughter, Rus, which is the shayrish of Mashiach. As we see over here, a nifa de gezach, the koyach of a mitzvah, that he could have such a granddaughter, and the Shalshelis of Malchus of Klal Yisrael, David, Shloima, Yishai, Shaloi, Chota, Nifla de Gezach, and he was able to wear from a mitzvah, Shaloi, Lishma. As we see, there's an akuda here of Bala, that he tried to be Makar of Hashem for the wrong reason, but he tried. It was a Shaloi, Lishma, and Shaloi, Lishma is an understatement. It was a shaloi lishma with a negative kavan. He was trying to do something terrible and damaging, but still he got such a tremendous schar. Eglon, who was his grandson, who was the father of Rus, also did something. When Ahab came to him and said that Hashem has a message for you, he stood up because Hashem wanted to talk to him. And then Ehud killed him. But the schar that he stood up, he had a daughter, Rus. As one more time, he did something for Kavod Hashem. Now, a lot of people ask on this medrash, okay, so you know how many times I stand up? You know how many kaddishes and kedushas I get up for? As, wow, I should have a shalshelis, I should have a daughter like Rus. I should have a grandson like Shlomo HaMelech, like David HaMelech. I should mamis bishal shelis ayichus per ador. Because these guys, they did this little thing, and they were zeicha to this tremendous chai. Who would want to have such tremendous children, grandchildren? And look what they did, a mitzvah shaloi lishma, and they get so much chai. It's what about us? It's a little bit of a chizik. Sometimes it gets a little bit hard to stand there Chazaras Hashas, to stand for Kaddish, for Kedusha. Every time you're getting up, L'kavod Shamayim, the schar is nifadik. So why don't I see it? But we all know the answer, but it's still Mo'oid Kedai, L'shan and Lat's name. The answer is, there's a big difference between a guy and a yid. A guy gets his schar, Bo'oilom Hazah. As they did something, they did a mitzvah, there was this iris, 42 korbanos, they stood up for Kavod Hashem. Wow, the shalshelis, the yichus, the chshivas, tremendous. But we, that's too small for what's in store for us. Every time we get up for a kedusha, every time we get up for a kaddish, nothing in the world could fill us up and give us for all the times we do mitzvah shalai lishma, we learn shalai lishma, we do something, and it could be in this dar, we're not the most perfect kavanas, we're not on the highest madriga when we're doing things, but still, the schar that is waiting for us is la me'al u me'eva. As Balak has a very powerful message for us, because Balak was the grandfather of Rus that was noiled in this week's parsha from the mitzvah of Shalai Lishma. And that's a big message for the door we're in now, that even though many times we feel, you know, I wish I would be on a higher madriga, I wish I'd be doing things Lishma, I wish I'd be holding very far. All our avodas Hashem, whatever we're doing, standing up, learning, tavening, fila b'makom karbanis, whatever we're doing is tremendous, and it's bringing schusim schar that is nifla b'yos. As we lie, Balak has a tremendous chus because he taught us this yisoid of the koyach of even mitzvah shalai lishma, which is going to help bring for us the gula and hay. It's a little bit before Shiva Asa the Tamas. Many people feel like I'm not holding on the madrega that I can have a velos, that I can make chizukim. But just remember, everything you try, even though it's shalai lishma, everything you do, schorcha is nifla b'yos. As that's the yichud of Parshas Balak. Sure, you could say other mahal from Ayin in the Torah, why the parsha was called Balak, one mahal. In this week's parsha, we have a tremendous gilui, a nifnidigi gilui, in the Targum, in the first bracha. Just before we learn the Targum, want to see the Gemara in Gittin. Who is Targum Onkelos? You know, every week we come, we learn Targum Onkelos. As who's Targum Onkelos? Like, what is he exactly? As the Gemara in Gittin in the Zion on the Bays tells us the story of Onkelos. Who was he? He was actually the nephew of Titus. Titus was the Rosh HaMerusha, the head of the Romans, that was the general that destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. At Ayoim in Rome, they have his thing of his arch, where they have the picture of him coming out. So when the Panovich arrived, he went to the arch, when he went to Italy, he went to Rome. Why did he go to the arch? Because he wanted to take a picture and put it in his book? No. He went to the arch and he said, I want to tell you, Titus, you tried to destroy the Yidden, and your grandchildren in the Holocaust tried to destroy us. We are still here. It doesn't work. Because that was his Beinat Zmanim trip to Italy. Beinishvili. That's the Titus HaRosha. As he had a nephew, and his nephew's name was Onkelos. Now, if he's a nephew, as just like Protexia is very big by the guy. Like if you're the president's nephew, you're the president's son, you're very famous, you're very influential. He was top in the ranks by the guy. The Yidden were in the history of the Yidden, they were at the lowest from the lowest. They were after the Churban. As who wants to be a ger at that time? Now, Bishleima, Malchus David, Malchus Shleima, the Gemara says there were thousands that wanted to be Miskaya. The Yidden were at the peak, the height. But now the Yidden are Shvil Shebishvil, lowest of lowest. And Onkelos saw the Hanhaga of the Yidden, and he was so impressed. And he gave up of what he had to become a Yid. He wanted to. But before he did it, he wanted to ask the Chashev Gayan, what should he do? So he calls up his uncle Titus and he says, what should I do? Should I become a Yid? He says, and they have a lot of halachas, a lot of dinim. You're not going to be able to handle it. As you might as well be mitzar the Yidin in Olam Hazeh, be an anti-Semite, and you'll be very popular. You'll have a lot of people voting for you. will have a good life in Olam Hazeh. The Yetzirah Ad Hayom doesn't stop saying that. Being a good Yid is something very, very hard to do. You a Masmid? Come on. You a Tzaddik? Come on. Very, very hard to do. As that Yetzirah is still flying around. But you might as well have a good time. Okay. Then he calls Bilam from this week's parsha. And he is Bilam. Who's chashiv? Who's really going to get it big? And then who's big in this world and who's really going to get it in the next world? Good. The Yidden. He says, Bilam, what's happening to you? What's going on with you? How are you doing over there? You know, we haven't spoken to Bilam for many years. You call him up on the phone. In those days, Benigidu, okay. You know, how you doing? How's your summer? He tells him, it's boiling hot here. He says, why is it boiling hot by you? He says, they burn me in Shechvazer. If you make a cheshbin, this is over 1,000 years later. Because Bilam has been burning in it for over 1,000 years. He said, should I be a Yid? He said, hate them and do everything in that you could do that's bad to them. As here you have a person, he sees, we saw in this week's parsha, Bilam says, Vatihi achriti kamayu. I see the Yidden, I see this char. I know what's going on in Olam HaEmes. I know what's great. Unbelievable. He wants that. He knows the other options. It's not like sometimes you have yeshiva bachurim that say, you know, Gehenim, okay, they're going there anyway. It's okay. No, he knows what Gehenim is. He's been cooking for a while. He gets the point. You can't fool him. And he still says, hate the Yidden, do terrible to them, don't you dare be miskarik to them. The Gemara continues. And the Gemara in Gittin says that they called up a Yid that went off the dead. And we know what Chazal tell us who this Yid is. Yashka. Okay. As they ask him, how are you doing in over there? Yeah, can you imagine they have the cross with the person hanging on it on his telephone? They call him up. How you doing? What's going on there? Is everything okay? If that's Tran and the Gemara, that's what the Gemara means. Shailahu, it means there's some of Farshim that learned that. He says he's burning in Soya Reisachos. For years and years. But he says, you know what you should do? You should become a Yid. The Gemara says, you see the difference between the Yisrael Mumar and a Kohen. Odd kind of Gemara. Very interesting Gemara. What we want to focus on is a Nekuda of Bilam. You have Bilam. He's saying, Matiach Risi Kamayu. He chops what Olam Haba is. But he's still holding. He hates the Yid. You gotta do terrible. You gotta do bad. We look at Bilam. We say, this guy has issues. This guy needs therapy. What's his problem? He knows. He knows. He sees. He sees the truth. Zok the Arachayim HaKodesh. Anvatihi Afriti Kumayu. Shamati mi Rishayim. I heard from Rishayim, Yidin that are Rishayim, that what we want to do is, when we're older, we'll be Chayzer B'tshuva, before we're Nifta. Why? Because now it's too hard for us to change. Mamish B'diyuk, like Bilam HaRosh. And whatever the Aruch Chaim says, that for these people, they don't have the Siyata B'Shmaya to change. But the Aruch Chaim is teaching us a very powerful lesson. There are a lot of yeshiva bachurim that feel, you know, when I get older, I'm gonna mature. I'm gonna change. I'm gonna grow up. When I get married, when I have kids, maybe when I'll be in the old age home. Later on. Now, I'm still a bachur. Smach bachur b'yaldusecha. I'm still young. I still want to have a good time. And not only bachurim, avreichim, some people with white beards still want to have a good time. Yeah, for sure. Smach bachur b'yaldusecha. I want to enjoy. I want to live it up. But yeah, no, later on. Later on, when I'm older, I'm going to get serious. As that's Bilam HaRosh. Push it off until later. But we don't realize there's a tremendous mistake. We know a lot. We know the Schar. We know how Torah is Chashuv. And we'll definitely go to Afghanistan on Kavod HaTorah. And we'll mamish go. And we'll stand in front of cars. And we'll make a machan Kavod HaTorah. And then we'll go back to the base medrash and battle for an hour and talk about what happened by the Afghan. Yeah. We have the ideas. We know the heart. We know Torah is chashuv. We know he's supposed to be mafkin. We know. But there's one thing which is very, very hard. Like Bilam HaRosha and Titus HaRosha said, and that is to live with what you know, to carry out and to live. And be shaver your midas, to be shaver the anhaga, to sit and learn for hours and hours, day in, day out. Just keep on learning. People are talking, people are not showing up, but to keep on learning and keep on holding strong. It's very hard to do it for 1 year, to do it for 5 years, to do it for 10 years, to do it for 20 years, to do it for 40 years. It's very hard. The same schedule again and again and again. But if you only know, this is the investment that's really gone away. And that's what Unculus saw. Unculus saw there are things in the world, he was on the top of the other world. And he saw the emptiness. And he saw their things. He just told him, you're going to have to work hard. It's not going to be easy. It's not going to be. And Unculus said, I will. Where did he become? He became, like, you know, nowadays they talk about my Torah companion. I have my Torah companion when I learned my Chumash, Rashi Kipshuto, Art School Chumash. The Unculus became the Torah companion of every Yid that learns Torah. Every Yid that learns Torah, Shnayim Mikra ve'Echad Targum. And even if Bizman Azel, we do Rashi instead of Targum, but there are plenty of Targums in every Parsha that are in Rashi. We all live with Unculus. He's like a part of us. You do Shnayim Mikra ve'Echad Targum. He's a part of your life. He went from, he could have been, on one of those destroyed arches in Rome, maybe there could have been Mr. Unculus next to Mr. Titus that everyone comes and takes a picture of, and instead he was zeichel lenetzach mitzachim of teiva she'ein kamayim. As the Targum Unculus in this news parsha says, the Gevaldika of Chiddush, and one of the brachas of Bilam. Kimiroish Surim Erenu, Migvoi Sashurena, Hainam Levadar Yishkon, Ubagoyim Lo Yishasha. Bilhu Deyem, Asidin, Liachsin Almo, Bemaya, Lo Yistonin, Mira. All the Goyim are going to be destroyed. The Yidna are going to be left, and they're going to be Zelcha, the Olam. Rashi says, Kitargumai, lo ye nasim kole im shahar umas. Shenema ki ase kole b'chol agoy. You read the Mokka to the Targum from Yirmiyah daf Ulam. Now, we smecha with the Goyim. Abu la'asad lovay, when we have our Olam Ha'am, when we have our Schar, they are not going to be around. I the Gemara says that there will be a tkufa in Yomais HaMashiach, which is based on Pesukim, that the Goyim are going to be Mishav Seilim, and all the Chashav HaUmais that weren't saying in Yisrael will, the ones who are saying Yisrael will be killed right away. The ones who aren't saying Yisrael will have the chance to clean our houses for us, to clean the floors for us, to babysit for our children, to take care of the garbage and throw it out for us. As Ayin says, the last kinirah is Madrigas and Madrigas. There's a step where they're going to be there, but there's a step which is a little levada. As Targum Nicholas made a decision in life, Bilam, on the other hand, is a very powerful figure. He was given the Kayach of Nevuah. He saw what Elohim was. He knew the truth. Yet he didn't work on himself. He did not come to Musa saying. Bilam is the dogma. You can have somebody who's really hot stuff. He's mamish enough. He mamish knows what's going on in Shammai. But if you don't come to Musa Seder, and you'll be mindful, I want to hear, you don't work on yourself. But you could come to Musa Seder too and not work on yourself to change yourself. As he knew, he said, no problem, Tiach Riti, come on you. I'll work it out. I'll be mistader later on, I'll get there. But now? He's a dugma of someone that could have been Zelu Mazer Moshe Rabbeinu, and instead, what does he wind up? He's cooking in Sheikh Azer for thousands of years. Not Gishma. It's even hotter than the hottest mikvah you ever went into. Really not Gishma. Moshe Rabbeinu, on the other hand, was a person who worked on his midas. Anav HaGadol Mikol Adam, even though he was tops, he was the Rosh, he was the Manig of Klal Yisrael, but he worked on his midas to such a nifla de gedarga. He was the Anav HaGadol Mikol Adam. And if you think about it, he really could have been the biggest Baal Gai. You know, sometimes you hear presidents that they're misguided. Oh, I did this and I did that. And just look at what I did. And really, he didn't do too much. But they love to be misguided. They love to speak about all their accomplishments. Moshe Rabbeinu, he even went out of Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yamsuf, Matan Torah. He went up to Shamayim. I mean, the man walked out. He glowed. He had Karnei Yehud. You probably couldn't look at it. If anyone could be a Shmitz Baal Gaiva, I think Moshe Rabbeinu had really good reasons. Like everyone, everywhere he walked, he had a sign saying, hi guys, I'm special. Look at me. And he's the honor of HaGadol Mikol HaOlam. He was Pirish Mi'ishtan. He lived the life of Kulei Kedusha, Kulei Taira. He worked on himself. As we see the zeh l'umazeh of the people who work on themselves who don't work on themselves. We see the zeh l'umazeh of Yidin and Goyim. That's what the Targum Onkelos is megaleh to us. He made a decision in life. He made an investment in life. He became a ger. He saw the truth. But there are many people that know the truth. He made his life and bent it, and worked it, and put an effort to live the truth. He wasn't mistopping with the Tihi Achriti Kodmah. I have a dream. I have a lot of dreams. He made it happen. That is a powerful lesson of Parshas Bilam of the Targum. Shiva Asa B'Tammuz is coming up in 3 weeks, Tisha B'Av. It's also the Seif Hazman. because it's a time to reflect. What is it time to reflect on? As many people spend their time reflecting on the service that Klal Yisrael went through, and that is an angle of Avodas Hashem. But we wanted now to be machazik together to reflect on something very deep. It's actually an ardor to reflect on Tzaris. We know the Tzaris. We don't have to reflect. We're not living in Pasha. We all know life is in Pasha. We all know it's not simple. We all know it's there at Tzaris. It's very chosh of us to remind ourselves what's really in store for us, what our future is. Shiva Asa B'Tamas is the time that we could rebuild our future. We could learn from the mistakes that were goyim the Churban, and we could make a change and rebuild. In the Egel, it says, Aaron told them, Chag Lashem Mocha. They came to Aaron, they said, let's be makriv today. As Aaron said, let's wait one more day. He pushed them off. He wanted to wait till Moshe comes down. He says, Chag Lashem Mocha. As the Arizal has a safer Alatoyah. And he's Megala something which is mind-boggling. If the Arizal wouldn't say it, he wouldn't hear it. He says, Chag Lashem Mochar is a remez for La'asid Lavai. La'asid Lavai, Shiva Asid Tammuz, is going to be a Chag. It's going to be a Yantar. And Tisha B'Av is going to be a Yantar. Asid HaKadosh Baruch Hu, La'asid and Yantar. Moshe Shapiro, we still bring the Yaakov Shemoni, which is Mefurish, like the Arizal. Dehainu, the Tachlis of the Avelis, that's the Chimik of Kabbalah, the Tachlis of the Avelis is we should turn it into the biggest man of Yom Tov for Klal Yisrael. Because that's the time when we reflect and we see what we could do, what we could become. We see the damage of a person who doesn't go al derech haTorah, and we see what could happen if you change, if you build, as it's a zman to be mischazik. In a zman, when there are yufreinus around us, it's the end of the summertime, which is always a harder time. If we're mechazik, even when there are things that are not going to say they're around us, lefum sahara avra, the schar, the binyan is gevaldik. It gives us kleichus for life, because in life there's always going to be mistakes. And if we pick yourself up and we're mechazik together, we're rebuilding. And what keeps us going? What keeps us going is we know the beautiful future that's in store for us, that you have to work very hard to get there, but it's kedai. There's the Arch of Titus. There's Targum Onkelos. There's Bilam. There's Moshe. And now we look at all of you. There's Aaron. And there's Ari. There's Chaim Yosef. And there's CJ. There's Vakule. And there's someone else. In every one of you, you have two pairs in front of you. The shaila is, what are you going to make out of yourself? Where are you headed? Keep in your head the bright future that we have. And the one thing that makes all of us special is Matoivu Ohalecha. The fact that you're all in the Beis Medrash, even on a Friday, even at 11:30 on a Friday, even at 12:08 on Friday. If you would only know how much toiv you're absorbing by being the ruach of a Beis Medrash, by being the ruach of a makom toiv, every time you learn what the words do to you, what the words bring out in you, every time you hear divrei musar, what it brings inside of you, what it lifts you up, every time you learn Gemara, Rashi, Choices, what it's doing to you. Matoivu Ohalecha Yaakov. Bilam saw, but don't say, okay. Vatiachriti Kimayu. I really believe in Torah. I'm going to be mafkin for Torah. I'm going to support Torah. Learn Torah. Live Torah. It's hard. It's kedai. So we should all be mischazing together. As Hashem. Hashem should be mehabech the yomim of avilus, the yomim of binyan, the yomim of simcha for Klal Yisrael. Should be mischazing together. Yizricha. She's kaim abrochus shel Hashem. This is a parasha that Hashem loved us. Someone, the anti-Semitism was great in the world. There were people that were out to get us. And Hashem was mahapich dezimasam l'toyva. As this parasha is a dugma l'doyri doyris, we could be mahapich hakol l'brach. Hakol b'yadim. Let's be mischazik, b'toyvu o'alecha yakor, in Torah, in learning Torah, in kiyama Torah together, as Hashem, b'zeicha, for b'ilis, and b'shuas together.